DrRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on today, this Monday, February 23rd, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate Rick Randall coming on, giving us some positive input for this Monday. And I got to tell you, Greg, you really made my day on that text message. Congratulations on the new job. How many others of our radio family maybe need to take a leap and do the same thing you did? Posted his resume online, ZipRecruiter, he said. It wasn't Indeed, it was ZipRecruiter. And got a call from a headhunter who shopped around and got him a great paying job, benefits, so excited, and he starts on Monday. So congratulations to you, buddy. Good luck. Hope you enjoy it. Want to get back to Lansing. A couple of stories that caught my eye that is kind of interesting. On Friday, the fact that according to the director of Americans Community Project at Michigan State University, Dante Cheney, most Americans agree, 80%, that news is important, but the extent of the agreement ends there, according to a new Pew Research survey. It isn't a one-off and help is needed from the legislature kind of thing that we need to fix the problem. According to the work performed February 11th by the Pew Research Center survey, they found and pointed out that there's a large pool of people who have what's called, quote, news exhaustion, end quote. A belief that someone can stay informed without reading news. News should be free and people have more faith in their own research capabilities than those coming from professional journalists. This survey, when you get into it, makes me deeply concerned about the direction of the country. Dante said it was a concern that 50% of all the adults in the country actively look for news to stay informed. However, when you drop it down to the age group 18 through 29, the number drops all the way down to 27%. Dante said people who just let the news come to them have a false sense of knowledge. When you ask them about factual questions about the news, many of them say they don't know. They don't know the basic things, and for me, that's a problem. He said it's also true that generationally, the youth has never been keen or keeping up on the news. But now there appears to be a much more glaring gap. The youth of previous generations saw their parents reading the newspaper. You understand? That's part of being an adult. When the thing comes to your door, you sit down and you read it. It tells you what's going on in the world. Well, for many, that's gone. The parents are probably less likely to have or even get a local newspaper. Along with that comes, in the Pew study, finding that 8% of all Americans believe people have a responsibility to pay for the news. Only 8%. A 50-year-old woman told the Pew Researcher, "I don't pay to go to church to get my spiritual message." And if you're true to your mission is to relay facts that are fundamentally important for people's well-being, do I really need to pay for that? Well, according to the Michigan State University professor, the answer is yes. You need to pay for that because news is expensive to gather and to report. The funny thing is, most people will tell you, well, you get what you pay for. When it comes to buying a new car or buying a house, buying a pair of shoes or a pair of jeans, you get what you pay for. Yet you don't seem to apply that point of view when it comes to news. With the amount of information and media flying around social media, people end up believing that they know how to check the accuracy of the news. 69% in the study said they were confident that they know how to check to make sure whether or not they're getting real facts or not. Well, 25% of the people said they don't have that confidence. I think it's great when people have current events discussions, but if you don't have any knowledge about the news, how are you going to participate? Also, another interesting part of the study said 65% of Americans say it's important for people to do their own research to check the news accuracy. But what does that mean? Many people now have the perception that anyone can be a journalist, which is true if they train for the skills to be a journalist. He pointed to football fans. And if you're told a Lions fan they needed a new offensive coordinator, there would be questions regarding that person's experience in doing the job. Nobody who is a Lions fan would accept someone saying, "Oh yeah, they got this guy from 7-Eleven. He's a really nice guy and he watches a lot of football, but he seems to really know what he's doing. Therefore, I think he's going to be great." Journalists call sources to walk them through the tough and complicated subjects. They talk with legislators behind the policies that they're working on, or perhaps they even talk to bureaucrats in charge of implementing those policies before they come out with a story about politics or news within the state or federal government. Then he goes on and makes a very interesting statement. "I have nothing against citizen journalists. Some of them can do a very good job. But when you break your leg, do you go to a citizen doctor or do you go to a doctor that has gone to school and practiced being a doctor for many years? When the plumbing is broken in your house, do you call a citizen plumber or a professional? What is needed is that we need to increase media literacy. And also, we need to reconsider doing our own research," according to the professor. Now, I want to stop right there because people have the misconception that I'm a journalist. I'm not a journalist. I read the news and then I opine about the news. When I interview politicians running for office, I have ran for office. Therefore, I know what questions to ask those individuals to get to the real crust of what people really want to know. Why did people vote for me versus my opponent? Why did they vote for my opponent versus me? When I have these conversations, folks, I'm not coming at it from being a journalist. We've all seen the debates where the quote-unquote journalists are asking the questions. Well, it's not what we do. And I wouldn't consider myself a journalist. I do an opinion talk show. Do I have an opinion? You bet. Do you disagree with my opinion? Probably, most of the time. But that's why we interact with each other. That's why you send me a text message. That's why you respond to what I'm talking about. But it's kind of interesting because journalism is actually an academic major. Perfect example, Western Michigan University journalism professor Sue Ellen Christian created the Wonder Media Library, which seeks to boost the significance of media literacy. She was also creating a musical named Click and Connect and put 5 songs out on Spotify. Christian said that there was so much information flying around that she wasn't surprised people who experience news exhaustion. But she said it was also true that the information pouring through social media feeds were actually reported news stories. The differential between news and information comes down to this. Professional reporters follow a set of guidelines and ethics and practices. That means that their information is rooted in evidence, and as much as humanly possible, doesn't include the journalist's point of view. Are you kidding me? You're telling me that all of the quote-unquote journalists we have in the world that we're listening to, that we're watching on TV, perhaps we're reading their news stories, you're telling me that they don't have their own point of view in their story? That they actually follow a guidelines of ethics and practices? Information is rooted in evidence? How do they acquire the evidence? They ask questions. What happened? Tell me exactly your side of the story. Tell me what you think happened. Then they go out and find others that may be aligned with their political leanings or their agenda. Journalists, we don't have them anymore. Every single journalist out there has an agenda. Some much more than others. Interesting story. News exhaustion and professional journalists. Final segment of today's show. We'll wrap this up. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's show. This unscientific poll that we started today, whether P for eliminating property taxes or I eliminating the state income tax. 47 unread messages. Every single one of them was a P, eliminating property tax. So again, I'm going to reach out to Perry Johnson, see if I can get him on the show, get to introduce himself to us. I want to know where he was born, where did he go to school, where did he graduate, what was his degree in college, and or if he even went to college. And how did he become, quote, an efficiency expert? I want to talk about his business. I want to talk about what it was that he came up with that he was able to explain to the automobile industry back in the 70s, 80s that fixed the quality of our American-made vehicles. Not just about him running for governor, but to really get to know the guy. And then talk about the potential of him considering talking with Carla Wagner and eliminating property tax in the state of Michigan versus the income tax. Because so many of you, every single one of you actually, said property tax relief, eliminating that would put more money in your pockets, make your lives better, your standard of living better if you didn't have to pay property taxes. So we'll definitely reach out to his campaign and see if we can make that happen. One thing that I think is going to be interesting is the county conventions after the State of the State address Wednesday night by the governor. Because this is going to impact our candidates running for governor to replace her, based on her vision and her agenda that she explains to us Wednesday night at the State of the State address. And then the contrast of the Republican candidates running, hoping to beat Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat anointed candidate for governor. And then, of course, the independent Mike Duggan. And how is that going to play out in the vote in November when it comes to the independents and the Democrats. Are those numbers going to be split between Duggan and Benson, making it easier for the Republican candidate to become our next governor? Now, if you look at our history of the state, every 8 years we flip from Republican governor to Democrat. Historically speaking, we are due for a Republican governor. But is this year going to be different? Are the Democrats more energized, more excited to get out and vote this year than the Republicans? Are the Republicans truly going to understand that we have to get out in the same numbers that we did November 5th, 2024 in the presidential election this year? 1.7 million Republicans didn't bother to vote in 2022. Is that going to be the same thing this year? Well, we definitely hope not. And there's going to be events coming up that you guys need to come. You need to bring friends. You need to get them to understand what's going on. One of them is going to be this year's Fun Shoot Pig Roast in July here in Antrim County. And I'm very excited about it because we've confirmed the venue. We've confirmed the local county party, the Antrim County Republicans, are going to be part of it. We are going to work together to make this the biggest Fun Shoot Pig Roast in our history. This is the seventh year. Third Saturday in July, July 18th. All the information is on the website right now. You can go there and buy your tickets. Go to acconservatives.org or just text me 231-360-5140. Text me Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Either one. It doesn't matter. Fun and pig. I'll text you back the link to the website. All you have to do is read the story. Make the donation online via the yellow donate button. Put in your information. Change the zeros to the dollar amount. If you're buying more than one ticket, in the box where it says note to seller, just give me the names of everybody that's coming and we'll put them on the spreadsheet. We are going to have the governor candidates, the ones that have enough signatures to get on the ballot. They will be invited, and I believe, folks, they will show up if they know what's good for them here in northern Michigan, because this is going to be a multi-county event. We're going to reach out to everybody in our listening audience, as well as others south of us, and we are going to try to make this the biggest event in our history. I hope we run out of food. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has